How can we, as believers in Jesus, pursue healthy and biblical time management? That's the subject of a brand new book called Make the Most of Your Productivity, A Guide to Honoring God with Your Time by Anna Avila. And she's with us right now. Hey, Anna.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, you are an author and a podcaster and a wife and mom. So how do you find the time? This is such an important topic for you, right?
Well, I am a firm believer that we have the time. We need to do the things we should be doing. So I believe God has called me to be here today, and I'm happy to be here today.
Well, why, in your opinion, does managing our time matter so much to God biblically?
Well, I think it matters to God because we matter to God. He made us for His glory. He loves us. He wants the best for us. And He knows that the best thing for us is just live according to our purpose. So I think being productive is just making the God-given purpose of your life. So I think God cares because He loves us.
Well, it seems that Jesus understood that He only had a certain amount of time to do what He needed to do on the earth. So you consider Him an example, too, that we could use, right?
Yes, looking at Jesus, He's always going to break every concept we have. That's one of the reasons I don't like the question, what would Jesus do? Because I always think, like, Jesus would probably crush your every expectation. So we need to look at what He actually did. And what He actually did was taking it slow, just living a life of full dependence of God. He wasn't doing the things He thought He should be doing. He was listening to the Father in prayer, knowing His word, asking for His wisdom, asking for His guidance, and then obeying Him. Mm. He was not rushing from town to town. He was taking His time with people. He wasn't concerned about being efficient in the way we think we should be efficient. People, again, another thing people say is like, if Jesus were alive in this time, He would be using social media to spread the gospel. And I'm like, what Bible are you reading? Jesus didn't even write anything down, let alone chasing viral crowds. We have more records of Him moving away from crowds rather than seeking crowds. So wow. I don't know. I think just living a life that is God-oriented, asking for His wisdom, His guidance, in obedience to Him, taking the time, loving people, those are great examples of productivity that come from Jesus' life.
Well, there's so much that we do with our time. I mean, we could be going after a master's degree or just trying to get the kids to school. Can you give us some examples from your book about how to honor God with our time?
Yeah, I think one of the best things we can start practicing is just stopping both to rest and to assess. In the book, I talk about a weekly practice of planning. It's just a time each week you take to stop. It doesn't matter how well or how terrible the week went. You basically force yourself to stop and pray for wisdom and review. What happened this week? What worked? What didn't work? Are things going according to my plan? Are they not? Do I have to change my plan? Do I have to repent because I was lazy? Do I have to spend an hour crying before God because I don't know what to do about this? And just stopping and taking the time to review our week and then plan ahead and asking God to give us wisdom to see, okay, where should I be putting my focus in the next few days? That's a great practice. And also rest. Stopping to rest. I'm always encouraged by the day of rest in the Bible. It was not a day where you could just say, okay, if I finished all my tasks in my to-do list, then now it's time to rest. No, the day of rest was a set thing where you just stopped. And of course, if you wanted to be wise and you want to be obedient, you would plan for you to be able to stop at that moment with regularity. But we talk about rest in a completely different way now. We just think rest is a luxury. And if we finished every project and every task, then we might be now worthy to rest. But rest is a gift from God. And I'm always amazed by the fact also that God made us creatures that need to be unconscious one third of their lives to function. It's like God telling us, look, I don't care if you don't want to rest, you will rest. Because if you don't, you will die. And so we're forced to surrender to sleep. And it's just a very embodied way of saying, God, I'm not God. You're God. You take care of my family while I'm asleep. You take care of my ministry, of my work. Every project's in your hands. I can just rest. And most of the time, we're just fighting against this. We're rebelling against the need we have to rest. But I think we should completely change that and just surrender. Surrender with joy, because God is God and we're not. And that's great.
Her book is called Make the Most of Your Productivity, A Guide to Honoring God with Your Time by Ana Avila. She is an author and a podcaster and lives in Guatemala City with her husband and two children. Thanks so much for joining us, Ana.
Thank you for having me.